Okay, let's get into Shkalim Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Hey. We're on here, the last daf of Perek HaTruma, as we continue regarding the status of Kodshim that I'm Makdish and I don't specify. And also we mentioned when I'm Makdish something that I wasn't supposed to be Makdish on a Keva for a Zachar Karban and other related issues. And the last point that we just made was trying to find the drasha, trying to find the makar for the shitas that were mentioned earlier. Again, the shitas that we've been talking about the past couple of days that were back on Daf Lamed Beis Mabeis. If I'm makdish in a keva for a carbon that's supposed to be a zachar, what's the halacha? So either it doesn't have any kedushas haguf, only kedushas damim, and therefore there's no tzmura, right? That's the nafkamina. You can't make a tzmura except for from kachay mizbeach. Or maybe they all have kedushas haguf, or it depends. Maybe the Ola does because there's Olas Ha'of, that's Nekeva. Maybe the Pesach does because the Pesach turns into a Shlamim. Maybe the Ashem does because the Ashem could turn into an Ola, which is also an Olas Ha'of. So we had all of those deos earlier. So the Gemara here quoted first the Pasuk, Vimkol Behema Tmeya. So that Pasuk was brought as a makar for the shita that says there's no kedusha at all. But then we rejected that because we said that you're trying to explain the shita of Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon says in Maseches Tmura on Daf Lamed Beis that ha'amada v'ha'aracha, again, when you redeem something and you it has to be stood up, ha'amada v'aracha, that pasuk is the makar for hakdashas nekeva only having kedushas damim, but he says only items that have kedushas aguf need ha'amada v'ha'aracha. So we rejected that makar, and we said, oh, it's the makar for the other shita. And this was the second half of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We said, really, the pasuk is referring to, again, let's read the pasuk again, v'imkol behemat tmeya asher lo yakrivu mimeno karban l'Hashem, any behemat tmeya that you're not supposed to be, you can't be, right, give a karban, and the pasuk continues, to hemidas abeim l'fnei Hashem, you have to stand up the animal, and you redeem it, and it becomes chulin. So we darshin, which we're going to ask a question on, so let's review that again. Kol she'ena ru'uya likarev, lo kan v'lo b'malka machar eino osa tmura. Something that is not carbonable, so to speak. It's not a carbon, not ru'uya to be karev, not here and not anywhere else, eino osa tmura. So that is doesn't create tmura. Yatzas nekeva la'ola. So anything that's not ready to be a carbon at all, that's eino osa tmura. That doesn't get any kedushas haguf. But yatzas nekeva la'ola, excluding a nekeva for an ola, sh'av b'sheinu ru'uya likarev kan, really karbon makom acher. Right, and nekevas are kosher to be karbanos, just not here. So that would get a certain level of kedushas haguf, which would then nafkamina one would be able to be mamir. So again, that is the shita. So we ended up saying that this pasuk is not the makar for the shita that we said earlier of total rejection of no kedushas aguf in any of the cases, but there is kedushas aguf because after all, this tekeva is shayach to the world of karbanos, shayach to the world of karbanos elsewhere, even though not specifically here. So now we're at to ask on that yisod. So what does that pasuk teach me? That any animal that is totally not roy for any type of karbon does not achieve any kedushas haguf. But if it's roy for some type of karbon, then it does. I have an exception to the rule. I have something that breaks the rule. Rabbi Avon, on the top of Lamed Amud Aleph, Rabbi Avon, Rabbi Bun, Ba'un, Kumi, Rabbi Zeira, Hare Haroveya, Vaha Nirba. What about a Rove and a Nirba, an animal that was sodomized, Haroveya, Vaha Nirba, Hare Enim Ruila Karev, Lo Kan, Vlo Bamakamacher? It's never Ra'ui to be hukrav, v'hare hein osin tmura. And yet there's still tmura by a rave and a nirba. How do you know there's tmura? So that's a beferish tosefta. If you look in the Mara Fulda, quotes the tosefta in tmura, perek aleph, haravea v'anirba, harahi kimum v'osin tmura. You see the Mara Fulda, right? The rave and nirba is a mum. But it osin tmura. So what do you see? That violates the rule. You're telling me that anything that cannot be a karbon or its value, nothing, it's never kedushas aguf, it's also tmura, which means it can do kedushas aguf. Amar alone, so the answer is, you're right. We reject that limud. Remember, we had two limudim already. We've already said twice that the word tmeya doesn't really mean tmeya. So now the Gemara says, maybe it does. Amar alone, afani lo amarti ela tmeya mamish. No, really, tmeya in the pasuk means real, not kosher. Real, not kosher, and all these drushes don't take so literally. Maybe they're not smachta, but it's not a literal drusha. And the Gemara just ends off by saying, that's difficult to say. V'kasha, b'dok siv, behemid v'herich. That's difficult to say because real not kosher is from a later pasuk. That's what we said in the last year. It's a later pasuk in Parachav Zayin, talks about real not kosher. So this is not by real not kosher. And also, if something is really not kosher, I don't know, if you're makdish a lion to the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't need Hamad of Haracha. And the pasuk says it's about Hamad of Haracha. Right, that's the end of this pasuk, right? Ve'hamidas habeim b'levnei Hashem. So it's very difficult to say that this pasuk is by not kosher, and therefore the Gemara leaves it as a kasha. Leave it as a kasha, and we reject the drasha that we mentioned earlier. Good. General karbanos. Again, we mentioned this. We mentioned a couple of yesodos about karbanos recently. Again, by the Rambam and the Ramban, I think in the last year. I think I was going to mention the Meshechachma, not the Meshechachma at the beginning of Vayikra that we already mentioned, but the Meshechachma in the beginning of Shoftim. That's where he also discusses Karbanos in general. You saw this of Karbanos, and again, through these dafim, we get to talk all about the Karbanos, which always has to jump at us in that there's no Yerushalmi on Kachim. So the Meshechachma writes a Yisod on Losita Lecha Asherah Kaleitz. On that pasuk, don't plant an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach. And he starts off, you already know, whenever the Mishnah Chava starts off with the word ha-inyan, right? You know it's something basic and fundamental. So he says here, ha-inyan. Let me explain this inyan, the message of no asherah, no tree next to the Mizbeach. Vahator ki ha-karbanos, af ki heim achela gadol mi-ha-torah, even though they are a major section in the Torah, meaning a major portion, percentage of mitzvos, have to do with karbanos and avodah and beis ha-migdash. Vahatorah karasam lachmi li-ishai, pamim rabos. The Torah says they're Hashem's bread. Bechol zos no dalanu hadavar mitzad ha-muskal. But we still know, mitzad ha-muskal, ki habore kol eino nizon me'uma. Hashem gets nothing out of karbanos. Eino nizon me'uma. Ve'nosif bo shum shleimus chalila mipulos hanevram. He doesn't get anything. He doesn't quote it here, but I'll mention it in Tehillim. Some of those who listen to our Tehillim Shirim. In Tehillim, in Perek Nun, David HaMelech expresses this in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think I need your karbanos? Think I get something out of it? He says, Kiliko Chaiso Yar, Behemos Karia, Yadati Kalof Harim. I know every bird out there. Vizis Sadaima di Im Erev La Omar Lach. If I'm hungry, I'm gonna say something to you. Kili Teval Mloa, Haochel Basara Birim, Vidama Tudimeshte. Do I eat meat? Do I drink blood? Zevach Le Lokim Toda. Vishalem La El Yonidarecha. Right? The point of a carbon is Toda, is Vidui, is the words that accompany it. Right? Hashem doesn't need our karbanos. They know Sav Shum Shlemus, back to the Meshechachla. V'hu ba'atzmuso b'lo shinui, k'mo shahayetarim him siyan himsos. Hashem is unchanged now as he was before he created the world. V'chein efligo ha'neviyim, v'chulu. V'kulim is kimu shini karbanos hu mufla derach sod. And there's secrets about karbanos as we saw in the Ramban in the last year. Aval bari yizbarach, k'mo shi enotzorach l'shlemus kalametzios, k'in enotzorach l'shlemus pu'ulasam v'hadvarim amukim. And that is why he says, explaining the Gemara Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, where it says, bo re'e, maksi v'parshas ha-karbanos, shelo ne'amar bohen lokel v'lo elokim, ela yudke vavke. Throughout the parsha of karbanos, it never says kel or elokim, which are names of Hashem, which reflect connection to humans. Midas hadin, midas ha-rachamim, yudke vavke. Yudke vavke means independent, ha-yahobeviyya. Right, that's the name of Hashem that's used by karbanos. So we don't get the mixed message that karbanos are somehow, you know, giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela yudkei vavkei shlo litin pischon peh lemil rados. This is all, and he talks about this a little more. But what does this all have to do with us? The mizbeach is made out of stone. Don't put any trees. A tree grows. You water a tree and it gets bigger. No trees next to the Mizbeach to remind us that there's no growth going on. Hashem's not getting bigger by getting the animal, by we're watering and we're doing Ratzon Hashem, but it's like a rock. It's like a rock. It's unchanging. Ulahoros kavanazu tziva yisbarach lasos Mizbeach havanim v'lo yebo shumeitz lehisbonein. Kimosha Mizbeach malkam ha-karbanos udavar sheino nizom eno tzorach l'mayinu mazon. Just like the stones don't need any nourishment. Cain call inyan akarbanos who lo lesibas hazana vahatosefes bishle muso klau. It's not getting fed. Lozen emer lo sita lacha asherah kal eitz. Don't put an asherah. Again, Asherah usually is emphasis on the element part of it, but this is just saying tree. Tree. Asherah, al-shem shehim mis'ashrim me'acherim. Asherah is right from the word osher. And it continues, so that's the message. And then he says this also connects to the Gemara that says, called Dayan, should, right, you're not allowed to plant an Asherah, if you, where's the Lashon I wanted to, the Lashon that he uses? Call a Mamid Dayan She'eno Hagun, Kilu Mamid Asherah Eitzel Mizbeach. Or in the first Berakah Sanhedrin. What's the connection? If you appoint a Dayan She'eno Hagun, a judge, let's say, for bribery, so then it's like you're Mamid an Asherah Eitzel Mizbeach. Because again, a Dayan is supposed to be, unchanging, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, again, that's the Meshachachma at the beginning of Shoftim. Shoftim has a number of important Meshachachmas. That's related to Karbanos in general as we are in these sugyas. Okay, last Mishnah here in the Parak. Says the Mishnah, Achas l'shloshim yom misharin es halishka. Once a month, they set the prices. The Gizbar, had to collect flour and oil and wine for the Beis HaMikdash. So he went to the Sapak, he went to the supplier once a month and set a price. Okay, we're going to set the price, we're going to get flour for 4 sa'ah per sella, whatever it is. But even though the price was set, the Beis HaMikdash never loses. And therefore, let's say somebody said, okay, it's 4 sa'ah per sella. Amdu mishalosh. And then what happens? Price went up, and now you only can get 3 sa'ah for a sellah. Guess what? You're sabbing me'arba, you still got to give 4. Still has to supply 4. Mishalosh, what if they agreed on 3, and then the price went down, the umdu me'arba, and now a sellah could get 4 and not 3? You're sabbing me'arba, he's got to give 4. Sheyad hektish al-helyona. Hektish always wins. And therefore, whatever happens with the price. So even though, again, this is a rule breaker, so to speak, from regular Chosha Mishpat, because regular Chosha Mishpat, there's a discussion about what's kona, right? Mishicha machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Bar Mitzvah. Is mishicha kona? Is ma'os konos when you pay, when you pull, when you do mishicha? It doesn't matter. When it comes to hektish, the understanding is the deal is not fully completed until the actual hakrava. And until that point, the hektish always wins. And that's what the Gemara is going to say. She had hektish al hal yona. Im hitliya solis, hitliya lo. Therefore, if the flour becomes wormy, it's on the supplier. Im hechmetz yayin, hechmetz lo. If the wine becomes vinegary, hechmetz lo, it goes to the loss is borne by the supplier. Einu makabo ma'usav ad sheyeh hamizbeach meratzeh. What does that mean? He doesn't get his money? It doesn't have to be physically, he doesn't get his money. It could be he gets his money, but it's not fully considered his money until the mizbeach is meratzeh, until the mizbeach, you bring the karbanos. It doesn't mean that he's not allowed to use the money. That we give him the money, they supply it. And what take the Mishnah literally. It's not his until, and therefore, if he uses it, then it ends up getting wormy. Then it ends up that he was violated. Me'ila? No, we're not going to go that far. It just means that the deal's not complete. The deal's not complete, and he's going to have to supply the Beis HaMikdash if the price fluctuates. If it fluctuates on the in this regard. And again, it's a rule breaker for regular Chosha Mishpat, and it's a rule breaker for ribbis purposes, as we said beforehand, as well. Tani b'shem Reb Shimon, we had this Reb Shimon quoted once before, but here, miyad, ha'yimakaban es ma'osav, v'akonim zrizame. Reb Shimon argues, he says, no, we assume the Kohanim act quickly, right when they get the, materials and the flour and the oil, they're going to treat it properly. They're not going to let it get wormy. They're not going to let it. So therefore, Kohanim's Rizavim, and therefore, the deal is done right away because we're not choshesh that this is going to happen, that there's going to, again, they can't control the price fluctuation, but in terms of the chometz or the tliya, which is unusual. You might say, what if they just got bad crop? Nothing to do with the Kohanim. I guess they investigate it right at that moment. So if it's bad stuff right at that moment, the Gizbar is not going to take it. And it's not going to turn right then, and we assume the Kohanim are Zaris. There are a number of, we're not going to go through them all now, there are a number of Gemaras and Chazal that talk about the personality and nature of Kohanim. Right? Kohanim's Rizim Haim. Kohanim's Rizim Haim. Kohanim are Zrizim. They always act with alacrity. They always jump to every mitzvah. Zrizim Akdim al mitzvah is Kohanim's Rizim Haim. Some, I think it's a Ketzav Mishnah that connects Kohanim's Rizim Haim to Ein Shvus Bamikdash. I think, maybe I'm making it up, but I think, right, the Ein Shvus Bamikdash, they don't need as many Derabbanans because they're Zaris and they're, and they're careful, and there's not enough. Again, we said ain't shvusim mikdash doesn't mean no shvusim mikdash. Some shvusim do apply in the mikdash, but certain shvusim don't apply. I think one Yevamis says that kohanim are full of chesed. The pasuk in Malachi talks about a number of midos. The pasuk in Malachi in Perek Vav, Malachi says, let me just find it. We know the last of the Treyasar, the end of Nevi'im. Malachi in Torah's Emes Haisa Befihu Vatsa by the Kohanim. Torah's Emes Haisa Befihu, they are Emes Va'avlo Nimsa Besvasav Bishalom Ubimishar Halachi Tibur Abim Heshim Miavon. So Kohanim have a lot of responsibility. Kisif Se Kohen Yishmer Udas Vitorah Yavakshu Mipiyu. Ki Malach Hashem Svakosu. Again, the Gemara darshens that to mean Rabbanim also, but those are many, many midos. Probably the most famous midah that a Kohen has to have is Aaron HaKohen. Right, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Havi Mitalmidav Shel Aaron, Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom. Right, so Hillel says, be a Talmud of Aaron, be a Talmud of Aaron, and that is Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom, Oev Asabrios Umakarvan Latorah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah on that Mishnah, Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom. He says there are a lot of people that might love Shalom, but that's not enough. You can't just like love the value unless you act to bring it and to spread it. Oev shalom, rodev shalom. Ratzalomer, sheyehav belibo ha'emes v'ashalom, v'yirdof acharav befal yadav. You try to do what you can. What did Aaron do? He loved peace? No, he went out and made peace. Ki yesh b'nei adam ohavim oso belibam lo sheyitzrachu atzmam l'shum shalom ba'olam, v'inam holchim b'darki shalom. Acha osim pe'ula u'mesimin shalom b'nei adam l'chavero, v'ohavim lasos ha'malacha. You want to be a Talmud of Aaron, not just an Oev Shalom. A lot of people, you ask them, oh, I love peace, I love harmony. And what do they do with their lives? Not much, right? Oev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. And then the other, just in that Mishnah, the strategy, obviously, is Oev Sabrios u'makarvan la'Torah. Through the Torah is the way that one can bring peace. Again, there's a lot to say about Oev Sabrios. If you look in the, I got it recently, the Menachem Tzion, that's Rav Menachem Ben Tzion Zaks, or the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach, Rav Menachem Tzion Zaks, so they came out a couple of years ago with, his commentary on Pirkei Avos. So on this mission, he quotes Rav Kook. He quotes, Abir Haroim, Rav Kook, right? What we say in Nachem, Ki ata Hashem bo'esh itzata u'bo'esh ata asil of Nosa. So some are medayik from Nachem that HaKadosh, right, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah, that whether the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by us or is going to come down from Shemayim. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, the Aruch HaNer says it's both, right, one's the physical, one's the spiritual, but so some are medayik. U'be'esh ata asil levnosa. U'be'esh, you are destined to build it, right, to Hashem. Okay, Araya that from that Lashon Tefillah that is going to come down. But Rav Kook said, Ki ata Hashem bo'esh itzata, bo'esh shel sinas chinam, hanova'as mitoch kitzoniut mufrezes. You, Hashem, caused it to burn up in the fire of sinas chinam, the sinas chinam that was burning. U'ba'esh ata asil levnosa, be'esh shel avas chinam. Ava afim hi nireis bahabata shitchis ki'ilu ein matan schar betzida. Kid binyan base Israel, bechomer uberuach, bego ubenefesh, yakum viskonein ach varaka de avas Israel, avash lo teda glulos umitzarim. Right? So it was burned, it was destroyed with, unbridled, activity of asinas chinam, and, it'll come back with the opposite. Okay, hajjalon perakat truma. We now move on to the fifth parak. The fifth parak in Mesechta Shkalim, fifth out of eight. Fifth out of eight. You remember, most of the time it works, if not all the time, most of the time it works, how the Mesechtas, right, the Rambam gives in Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayos, the order of every Mesechta, what each one thematically has to do with the one next to it. And the Gemara sometimes does too. Why is Nazir next to Sota, and what is Makkos with Sanhedrin? But if you take a step back and you look at it, you know, Farshim have pointed it out, that it's really the biggest Mesechtas are at the beginning of the Seder, and it just gets smaller as it goes. Right, all the it works out kimat, not everything. Trumas is 11 prakim, so that one doesn't fit. But almost everything, maybe Rabbi Yudan Asi wanted to put the big ones, you know, at the beginning. So Shabbos is 24, and then Erevin is 10, and we have now, and Psachim is 10, and Shkalim is 8, and Yum, right? So it continues, and and then the smaller ones are towards the end. It works in Zeraim except for Trumas. It works in Baba Kama, so in the Babas are 30 Prakim, right? Like Kalim, Alos is 19. So again, it works the most. So this is 8 Prakim, and we're starting the Luhain, which is an educational tool. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when he put together the Mishnah, obviously he was doing it because he wanted everybody to learn and education. That's why he put stories in the first parak of Shas. He had to catch them, right? You're not going to have any stories already in the first parak. And you have a story, either Rabbi Tarfon, and get everybody on board. Okay. Elohein ha-Mimunim Shehayu b'Mikdash. The following were the Mimunim, those who were appointed to specific jobs in the Beis HaMikdash, Shalei Beis HaMikdash. So we're about to have names here. You know what? Let's just do the names and then we'll talk about the Pshatim. Elo Amun Shalei Beis HaMikdash. Yochanan ben Pinchas ala Chosamos. Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the Chosamos, in charge of the tokens or the pieces of paper that you would get, and you would pay, let's say, at a treasurer, and then you'd get a paper that says, you paid for flour or oil, or this type of flour and the best oil. All different types. Achia alha nesachim, or on the slasos, the flour. Masya ben Shmuel ala payasos. Right? He was, for the payasos, he was in charge of the lotteries. Right? The Gemara talks about Mesechas Yuma, that it used to be. There were no lotteries, because they figured who's going to get up early to want to do the avodah anyway. But you know what? We just learned. Kohanim's Rizameim. So Kohanim Rezar, they all wanted to get up early. And Rahman al Islan, remember that story? They were even fighting, running up the ramp, and one got too into, you know, running up to the top, and he took it out on his fellow Kohen. But Alpayasos, he was in charge of the lotteries. Interesting, Machlokas, if you look on the first daf in the Daf Arif in Yuma, it's Machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban about Payasos on Yom Kippur. Because did the Kohen Gadol do everything on Yom Kippur, or just the Yom Kippur special stuff? That's a Machlokas in the Rishonim, exactly. Did the Kohen Gadol have to do everything? Was there any Payasos on Yom Kippur? So that's the that's a discussion in the Balamar Ramban on the first daf in the Daf Arif in Yuma. So Mazim and Shumala Payasos, Psachya al Hakinim. Psachya was in charge of the Kinim. What are the Kinim? The birds. The last Masechta in Seder Kutchim, the Kinim. And says the Gemara, Psachya Zeo Mordechai. Really, Psachya was Mordechai. Same person. Why was he nicknamed Psachya? Maybe it means our Mordechai from the Megillah. Or maybe it's a different Mordechai. Because he was able to talk about Torah. And he knew all the languages. He knew all 70 languages. Even though there are more than 70, there are 70 root languages. He was very, very special. The Gemara Menachos discusses, well, doesn't everybody in the Sanhedrin have to know the 70 languages? What makes him so special? Right, the Gemara is asked that Menachos pay Samachay Kulu Sanhedrin Nami Yadi Shivim Lashon. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan says, Emo Shivim Sanhedrin Ela Baalei Chachma, Baalei Mara, Baalei Koma, Baalei Zikna, Baalei Kshafim, V'Yodim Shivim Lashon. Right, all of these they have to know. Shalotei Sanhedrin Shomas Mipiyam Maturgaman. Because you can't have an interpreter for the Sanhedrin, so they have to know exactly. You have to speak to understand all the languages. So what was special about Psachya, right? That he knew the 70 languages. All the greatest rabbis knew the 70 languages. Answer, they knew 70 languages if people spoke. But what if somebody spoke like Hebrewish, right? Somebody spoke like two or three languages mixed together. So if you weren't an expert in, everybody else knew the languages, the purists, they could understand. But he knew the slang and he knew how to mush the languages together. Eladavi Bayolishne. Vidarish, Vahina Ziv, Mordechai Bilshan. He was able to mix them together and he understood all the nuances and the different parts of the languages. Interesting, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha about the Sanhedrin, the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Kishem Shebezdin Menukin Betzedek, just like Bezdin are clean in righteousness, Kach Tzrichim Lios Menukin Mikomume Haguf. So they have to look noble. You have to be awed not only by their neshama, but even by their guf. They're supposed to look presentable. V'tzarech lehishtadel v'livdok. The Rambam's lashon is lehishtadel. V'livdok ulechapes shiyu kulan bali seva, bali koma, bali mara, nivone lochash. V'shiyu yodin birov halashonos. Kidei shlote sanhedrin shamas mipiyem aturgaman. So all the nosekelim jump on the Rambam. Rove? It says they have to know 70 languages. What do you mean, Ruba Kukulo? And what about the 12 that you don't know? right? So you see, you know 58. So how does that help you if somebody starts talking the other 12 languages? Right? So what does it mean, Rov? So the Lechem Mishnah says, Afal gav shebegemara amru v'sheyadu bishivim lashon, lashon, kasav rabbeinu rov, v'av yesh ladakta kemi lashon bishivim, midalo amar shivim, mashbe diyodim bimiksas shivim sagi. Maybe that bays, they know bishivim most. Doesn't say yodim shivim lashon. It's yodim bishivim lashon. Right? So maybe that's why. I don't know. Our Gemara Sanhedrin has shivim lashon, not bishivim lashon. Maybe the Ram had the other gear. So, but either way, this is the Lechem Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Yosef Cairo. What do you mean, Rov? Mishum de dover zarhu lihimatse mishi yoda b'chol shivim lashon. Oh, you're going to find somebody who knows all 70? That's very difficult. Who are you going to find such a person? So Rove is good. Okay, Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, and the Gemara in Menachos. Okay, let's just continue going. Ben Achi, and the Tiklan Chaladin points out, based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the one who was in charge of the Kinim, this Psachia, had to be very smart. Because Meseches Kinim is one of the hardest Mesechtas. You got doctoral theses written about some of those math problems in the Mishnayos in the second parak in Kinim about Achatas and Olah. You're not sure what it is, and they got mixed up, and all the possibilities. So that's what he says. V'tzarech sheyismane al zechacham gadol ubaki, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Kinim v'pischeinida hein hein gufei halachas. Got to know that very well. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Ben Achia al Choli Me'ayim. Ben Achia was in charge of stomach illnesses. The Gemara will talk about why we're kohanim prone to get stomach illnesses, eating a lot of meat and walking around barefoot. Nechunya Chofer Shichin. Nechunya, the one who dug the pits. Right, he was in charge of the water for the Ole Regel. Right, very important job. Gavine Cruz. Gavidi was in charge of waking up everybody in the morning. He was the machris. He was the crier. Ben Gever al Nila Sha'arim. Ben Gever was in charge of locking up the gates at night. Ben Babi Mamun al Apakia, he was in charge of the wicks for the menorah. Ben Arza al Atzilzel, he was in charge of the cymbals and maybe the other instruments. Hugdas, according to Argir Sahir. Ben Levi al Ashir, he was in charge of the singing. He was the conductor. Ben Beis Garmu al Maisa Lechem Apanim. Remember these names from Yuma. Beis Garmu was in, the family was in charge of Lechem Apanim. Beis Avtinis al Maisa Ketores. Elazar al Aparoches. Upinchas Hamalbish. He was the one that helped the Kohanim get dressed. He was the one that took off their clothes and put them back where they're supposed to be, in a Mesudar type of way. So there is a major machlokas we'll have in the Gemara by the Shem at the beginning of the next year, but exactly how to understand, these names. These people obviously didn't live forever. They didn't live for 300 years. So the Gemara is going to talk about it, but already I'll just say the Pshatim on the Mishnah that the Rush and the Rambam give. The Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam, interestingly, well, first let's do it on the Pirush Mishnah. The Rush here on the Mishnah, Yesh Lafarish, Bishash, and Nisle's Mishnah Zu, Hayu Elu, and Iskarm, Mishnah Mamunin. Again, these are going to be a days in the Gemara also. And when the Mishnah was written, these were the ones that were the ones that were in charge. These were the ones that were in charge, and when the author of the Mishnah wrote, which proves, we'll talk about this tomorrow, Shir, which proves, by the way, that Rabbi Yonasi didn't write the Mishnah from scratch. They were earlier versions of texts that he then put together and collaborated. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi lived hundreds of years after the Churban, right? 150 years after the Churban. So these are the ones that were in charge. That wasn't his door. And the Gemara's going to have a day like that. So for sure there was a text. Sometimes the Gemara says Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona. So these were the ones that were in charge during the door of the author of the Mishnah. The Rambam says, V'hayu alei mamunim b'li safek b'chol dar v'adar. U'mana kan ha'ishim ha'chasidim ha'mefursamim. You know who was written here? They were the ones that were the best at their jobs. They didn't all live at the same time. They were the chasidim ha'mefursamim, says the Rambam. V'hizkir echon mikol machlaka ha'chashuv she'b'chol mamunim she'nisman olos ha'machlaka. Ava b'shlo ha'yu b'zman echad. Even though they weren't all at the same time, says the Rambam. V'hu amram, and that's going to be one of the days in the Gemara as well, as we will see. If you look in the Rambam, interestingly, when the Rambam quotes all of this, the Rambam, we'll get to a third shot in a second, but the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Zayin, he does not quote the names. He does not quote the names. Chamisha Aser Memunim Hayu B'Mikdash. There were 15 people that were appointees. V'chein Memanim La'olam. I'll call Davar Mechamisha Aser Davar Memuna Echad. You appoint one person. And then it says, Echad al Azmanim, Sheni al Nila Sha'arim, Shlishi al Ashomer, Revi al Mishorim, Chamishi al Tzilzel. Doesn't quote the names. Shishi al Payasos. These were just examples. Rambam says, they were the best, so the Mishnah says that. I don't have to say that. Shvishi al Akinim, Shmi al Chasamos, Vechulu, one al Lechem Apanim, Shnei al Lechem Apanim, Shlodas or Maisa Katoris, Kol Echad ve Echad mi Mimunim, Elu, says the Rambam, each one of these working under them. Tachas Yodo an Noshim Harbe. Right, there was delegation going on. Kidei, they were head of a team. You think one person was head of the payasos? There was a team of people, but there was one in charge. Kidei lohachin amalacha shumamuna aleha. So this, there was a team of each of these. So it's interesting, the Rambam does not even quote them by name. One final dea, and that is the Gra. The Tiklan Chadatin here quotes the Gra, and the others, remember, the Tiklan Chadatin was the Talmud of the Gra. Yisrael Mishklov was the author, right? The author of the Pasa Shulchan, but Tiklan Chadatin, it makes it, that's the commentary, the classic commentary here he wrote on Shkalim, and that's what everybody uses. So he quotes that these names, maybe they were the original names of the first people that did it, but either way, these were then the names of the positions, says the Gra, like Paro and Avimelech and President, right? These were the names. If you were in charge of the Payasos, you were filling the position of Matthew ben Shmuel. That was your title. That's what the Gra says. Kulam nikru al shem harishon v'chein b'malachim paro v'avimelech u'malki tzedek u'kamashakasa b'menachas b'mordechai. So that's what the Vilna Gaon suggests is the way how you understand the names. Okay, there's a lot more here to talk about each of these, but we'll have to wait. Rav Hashem will continue next time with the Gemara here in the fifth parak of Masechet Shkalim.